put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil.
Welcome to Rock Power. Rock Power is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are located just west of Fluor Drive on the corner of Southwest 30th and Park Avenue. This ministry is dedicated to the proposition that the Bible is God speaking to you, that God never changes, that the Holy Spirit never changes, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that there is only one church and one church age, and that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And as He, Jesus, is, so are we in the world. And the world is in desperate need to see the church in manifestation in the earth. Not in the power of politics or in the power of words, but in the power of His Spirit, moved and motivated and controlled by love. Because the world is in desperate need to see the manifestation of the sons of God. This week we're going to be looking at two topics. We're going to begin looking at the topic of unbelief. You know, the Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please Him. But now we want to look at the other side of faith, which is unbelief. And then we're going to look at the fear of the Lord. Our unbelief stops God from manifesting Himself. He saved them that He might make His mighty power known. God wants to make His mighty power known. We don't want to step out in faith. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith on the earth? Will He find mighty works on the earth? The book of Daniel says, in the end times, those who know their God will do exploits. Well, it's not them doing them, it's God doing them, so God wants to do exploits. You know, one of the biggest lies that was ever told, that we don't need miracles today, because Moses needed miracles to convince the people. Jesus needed miracles to convince the people. Even after His resurrection, He needed miracles to convince the disciples that He was Jesus, it says, with many infallible proofs. He showed Himself alive after His passion with many, many infallible proofs. The world wants proofs. The world wants proof, and God knows that, and God wants to give it to them. And we just want to give them words, preferably in a book. So we build bookstores, big bookstores. But God wants to use your tongue and your hands and your heart. God never changes. God still wants to make His mighty power known.
I want to end our discussion about unbelief on a positive note, and I want to give you some facts about faith. I call this the always of faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." So faith and sight must be mutually exclusive, just like left and right and up and down. To walk by faith is not to walk by sight. To walk by sight is not to walk by faith. The implication is the word sight here implies that which is received by the natural man through the natural channels of your senses. What you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you feel. We walk by faith and not by what is revealed to us by our natural senses. Not by feeling, not by symptom, not by bank accounts, and not by hearing from the word of man. Faith is always contrary to the natural course. See, the natural course is to walk by sight. Water takes the easiest course. Faith is always contrary to the natural course of events. It's contrary to the natural course of nature as we know it. It's contrary to the natural course of events in the world system. Faith always is a change of course because you have to change the way you walk. Faith is always preceded by hope or expectation. Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped, the evidence of things not seen. You have to give people hope or expectation before they can have faith. Where are you going to get that hope or expectation? Not from the world, not from the evil report of man, but from the Word of God. God is the God of all hope, and He's the God of faith. But faith gives substance to the things hoped. So faith then is always more than hope. Faith is always more than expecting. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So faith is always a result of hearing from God. People say to me, well, I have faith. Well, where did you get it? Well, I just have faith. Well, what does the Bible say? I don't know. Then you don't have faith. Faith is not some nebulous, wishing, wishy-washy thing, thinking that God's going to deliver you, thinking everything's going to come out all right. God watches over his word to perform it. If you don't have his word, and if it's not in your heart and in your mouth, God has nothing to watch over to perform. God doesn't watch over hope. God doesn't respond to needs. The world is full of needs. God has ordained that the just shall live by faith, not by mercy. Thank God, occasionally you'll get some mercy, but God wants us to walk by faith. Faith is always a gift from God. It comes by hearing his word. Faith is always now and then. What do I mean by that? Mark 11:23 and 24. Mark 11:24 says, when you stand praying, believe that you receive, and then you shall have. Faith is now, receiving comes later. So faith is always now and then. 2 Corinthians 4:13, Paul said, having the same spirit of faith, we speak. So faith always speaks. If you can't declare what God says in his word, it's because you don't have faith. If you can't say, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, it's because you don't have faith. If you can't say in the face of sickness, by his stripes I'm healed, then it's because you don't have faith. Because faith speaks. And faith always speaks in a certain way. Romans chapter 10 verse 16 says, but they've not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, who has believed our report? Faith always agrees with God. If you and your heart and your words do not agree with the word of God, then you do not have faith. Faith always agrees with the word of God. Faith always pleases God. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. So, faith always pleases God. Faith always means a fight. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 says, fight the good fight of faith. There is always a fight to faith. Who are you fighting? You're fighting unbelief in your head so that it does not get into your heart and into your mouth. See, the Bible says you'll have what you say if you believe it in your heart. The devil wants to get unbelief into your head, into your heart, and into your mouth so that you possess it. Faith is always a fight. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says we have to stand fast in the faith. That's a fight. The devil wants to pull you down. Unbelief wants to pull you down. Remember, doubt is a heavyweight, but unbelief is a murderer. Hebrews 10:23 says, hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. You have to hold fast to the confession of your faith in the face of contrary circumstances, in the face of contrary evidence, in the face of contrary reports. Go back and think about Joshua and Caleb. All the other spies and the whole nation said, we can't. But Joshua and Caleb held fast to the word of God, and God said, we can. Joshua said, we can. Caleb said, we can, even though everybody else and the circumstances said we can't. You know, they were not fighting men. They were not a trained army, but they said we can go up and take it because the word of God had said one shall put 100 to flight and 100 shall put 10,000 to flight. Joshua and Caleb believed that. But in the natural, that's not only impossible, it's ridiculous. Faith is a fight to believe what God said, regardless if it's ever been seen by man. Faith is always discernible. Jesus said when he, in Luke 5:20, it says, when he saw their faith. In Matthew 9:2, it says, Jesus seeing their faith. In Acts chapter 14, Paul was preaching the gospel. There was a man there who was lame from his mother's womb. And as Paul preached the gospel, Paul perceived that the man had faith to be healed. And he said, stand upright on thy feet. So faith is always discernible. Paul discerned that they had faith. You can see faith in a person's face, in a person's eyes. But you see, even though, take that man in Acts 14, he had faith to be healed, but he wasn't healed. He had to act on that faith. When Paul said, stand upright on thy feet, he stood up. He could have said, I can't, I'm crippled. But you see, he had faith to be healed. He had faith to stand up. And it was the standing up that healed him. Faith is always measurable. The Bible talks about in Deuteronomy 32:20 and Mark 4:40 They had no faith. The Bible talks about in Matthew 8:26 and Matthew 16:8, he said, O ye of little faith. And then Jesus talked about people. He said, I've not seen such great faith. Acts 6:5 talks about Stephen being full of faith. Romans 4:20 says Abraham being strong in faith. So faith is always measurable. Strong faith always praises God. Romans 4:20 says, but Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. When Paul and Silas were thrown in the dungeon in Philippi at midnight, they prayed and sang praises to God, and the prisoners heard them. Great faith is discernible, great faith is heard, and it always pleases God. The highest kind of faith works by love. Galatians 5 says what pleases God is faith that works by love. Faith can always deflect the fiery darts of the enemy's lies. In fact, it is the only thing that will deflect the darts of the enemy's lies. In Ephesians 6, it says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and so on. And it says to put on the whole armor of God. Not half the armor, not some of the armor, not that armor which is lightweight and easy, but put on the whole armor of God. And then it says, and take the shield of faith, which is able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. You can't duck them. You have to block them by faith. Faith always has and ends in a good report. Hebrews 11:2 says, by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report, a good testimony. People say, well, I know somebody who had faith and they died. No, you don't, because faith always ends in a good testimony. Faith always has corresponding actions. James said, you say you have faith, I'll show you my faith by my works. So works will display faith, and faith always have a corresponding action. James 2:20, faith without works is dead. The best translation is faith without corresponding action is dead. You know, running away from something can be action, but it's not the right action. Corresponding action is in line with what the Word of God says. We walk by faith. That's an action. Faith speaks. That's an action. Faith is not a feeling, but faith will always produce a feeling in your heart. Peace. Faith brings peace in your heart. You may have doubt in your head because there's a battle raging, but you'll have faith in your heart. Peace in your heart. Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of God rule in your heart. And faith is always following God's will, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If this message has helped you, awakened you, alarmed you, or blessed you, and you want to share that with us, you can email us at rockpchurch@aol.com or write to us at Rock Power Church, 3119 Southwest 30th Street, Des Moines, Iowa, 50321, or come see us Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., or Friday evening at 6:30 p.m.